The scriptures for today in Psalm 50. The mighty Abba, the sovereign, has summoned all mankind from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, from east to west. Yahweh's esteem, his light shines from the beautiful tabernacle on Mount Zion. He comes with a noise of thunder surrounded by devastating fire. A great storm rages round about him. He has come to judge his people. To heaven and earth, he shouts, "Gather together, my own people, who by their offering upon my altar have promised to obey me. Yahweh will judge them with complete fairness, for all heaven declares that he is just, with right ruling. O my people, listen, for I am your sovereign. Listen, here are my charges against you. I have no complaint about the sacrifices you bring to my altar, for you bring them regularly. But it isn't sacrificial bullocks and goats that I really want from you, for all the animals of field and forest are mine, the cattle on a thousand hills, and all the birds upon the mountains too. If I were hungry, I would not mention it to you, for all the world is mine, everything in it. No, I don't need your sacrifices of flesh and blood. What I want from you is your true thanks. I want your promises fulfilled. I want you to trust me in your times of trouble, so I can rescue you, and you can give me praise and esteem. But Yahweh says to the wicked, or evil men, recite my statutes no longer, and stop claiming my promises, for you have refused my discipline, disregarding my Torah. You see a thief and help him, and spend your time with evil and immoral men. You curse and lie, and vile language streams from your mouths. You slander your own brother. I remain silent. You thought I didn't care, but now your time of punishment has come, and I list all the above charges against you. This is the last chance for all of you who have forgotten Yahweh before I tear you apart, and no one can help you then. But true praise is a worthy sacrifice. True praise. This really honors me. Those who walk my paths will receive salvation from Yahweh." That was Psalm 50. Psalm 51, which was written by David after Nathan the prophet had come to inform David of Yahweh's judgment against him because of his adultery and his murder. Psalm 51, "O loving and kind Yahweh, have mercy, have pity upon me, and take away the awful stain of my transgressions. Oh, wash me, cleanse me from this guilt. Let me be pure again, for I admit my shameful deed. It haunts me night and day. It is against thee, and thee alone, I sinned and did this terrible thing. You saw it all, and your sentence against me is just. But I was born as a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. You deserve honesty from the heart. Yes, utter sincerity and truthfulness. Oh, give me this wisdom. Sprinkle me with the cleansing blood, and I shall be clean again. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And after you have punished me, give me back my joy again. Don't keep looking at my sins. Erase them from your sight. Create in me a clean heart. Create in me a new clean heart, O Yahweh, filled with clean thoughts and right desires. Don't toss me aside, banished forever from your presence. Don't take thy Ruach HaKadosh from me. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation. And I will teach thy ways to other sinners, and they, guilty like me, will repent and return to thee. Don't sentence me to death, O Yahweh. Thou alone can rescue me. Then I will sing of thy forgiveness, for my lips will be unsealed. Oh, how I will praise thee. My lips will sing of thy righteousness. You don't want a sacrifice. If you did, how gladly I would do it. You aren't interested in offerings burned before you on the altar. It is a broken spirit you want. Remorse and penitence. A broken and contrite heart, O Yahweh, you will not ignore. So he wants a broken spirit, remorse, and repentance. It should say there, "And Yahweh, don't punish Israel for my sins. Help thy people and protect Jerusalem. Protect Zion." And when my heart is right, then you will rejoice in the good that I do, and in the bullocks I bring to the sacrifice upon thy altar. And that was Psalm 51, a thought for today. Scriptures here, Psalm 50 and 51, have been reading from the Living Version, only changing certain words and titles. I thank you for joining me here. Drop me an email at stephanyah@yahvayahweh.name. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A thought for today from the Scriptures. I'm reading from Psalm 52 in the Scriptures, written by David to protest against his enemy, who later slaughtered 85 priests and their families. And the person's name was Doeg. In 1 Samuel 22, maybe that could be pronounced Doug there, 1 Samuel 22. And Psalm 52, you call yourself a hero, do you? You boast about this evil deed of yours against Yahweh's people. You are sharp as a tack in plotting your evil tricks. How you love wickedness far more than good, and lying more than truth. You love to slander. You love to say anything that'll do harm, O man with a lying tongue. But Yahweh will strike you down and pull you from your home and drag you away from the land of the living. The followers of Yahweh will see it happen. They will watch in awe. Then they will scorn and say, "See what happens to those who despise Yahweh and trust in their wealth and become even more bold in their wickedness. But I am like a sheltered olive tree protected by Yahweh himself. I trust in the mercy of Yahweh forever and ever. O Yahweh, I will praise you forever and ever for your judgment, and I will wait for your mercies, for everyone knows what a merciful, mighty one and sovereign one you are." In Psalm 53, the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God," or "There is no Yahweh," or "mighty one." Corrupt are they, and they have done abominable iniquities. There is none that doeth good. Yahweh looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek Yahweh. Every one of them has gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon Yahweh. There were they in great fear, where no fear was, for Yahweh the sovereign has scattered the bones of him that encamps against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because Yahweh has despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When Yahweh brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. I'd like to read this from Romans chapter 8. Now there is no condemnation to those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, who are in Yahushua Messiah. That was Romans 8. Also a small portion from Micah 2. If a man walking in the Spirit and in falsehood do lie, saying, "I will prophesy unto thee," I will surely assemble against you, O Jacob. If you had to live under the condemnation of a mean but well-meaning teacher, a parent or ogre, you weren't living with a freedom allowed under Yahweh's covenant, under the old and renewed covenant. A teacher or boss and so forth doesn't have to insult and prod his helpers. She must inspire them, and she must inspire them by example. Let's enjoy the peace that passes all understanding by having the walk under Yahweh's kingdom, the walk of a true set-apart believer in Messiah. Let's have the true teacher, Yahweh, and his son Yahushua rule righteously. He is the majestic sovereign. There is, in his government, no coercion. There isn't any coercion, but freedom to practice the religion of the Savior, freedom to have that relationship and to walk in his laws, his government, and pure ways. And Once we are saved and filled with the Spirit, we are enabled to do so and to keep everything he has commanded us, because nothing has ever been done away with except the priesthood is changed to Melchizedek. Only his administration has changed to Melchizedek from the Levitical priesthood. But still, everything else remains. His name, Yahusha, the Messiah, shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty Yah, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government there shall be no end. This has been a thought for today. I'm Stefan Yah. Thanks for joining us. Psalms 54 and 55 today for you. So just get back and relax now. Psalm 54 from the Scriptures. Save me, O Yahweh, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set Yahweh before them. Selah. Behold, Yahweh is my helper, and Yahweh is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Yahweh, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen his desire upon my enemies. Notice that he didn't say, my eye has seen my desire upon my enemies. You know, I might want to sometimes get carnal, grow some horns, and get ugly with somebody, but Yahweh is not that way. He's very just and merciful, but he does judge righteously. And that's how we should, but we don't always do it. So that's Psalm 54. Give ear to my prayer, O Yahweh, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me, and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and make a noise, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then I would wander off and remain in the wilderness. You can just about hear the wind out there. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Yahweh, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Night and day they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me that I could have borne it. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man of my equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked into the house of Yahweh in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quickly into hell, or into the earth, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. And as for me, I will call upon Yahweh, and Yahweh will save me. Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Yahweh shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, or rest. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not Yahweh. He has put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth, now that's not talking about the Savior breaking his covenant, but I think the enemy here has broken his covenant because Yahweh would not break it. If anybody would break the covenant, it might be us, but Yahweh forbid that. Verse 21 now in Psalm 55, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon Yahweh, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O Yahweh, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. So that's Psalm 55 from the King James Version. And you can get an audio copy of the scriptures from quite a different a number of organizations. One of them is eSword. On top of the scriptures, on the top of the thought for today, Psalm 56, Stephan Yah here with you at Psalm 56. Yahweh, have mercy on me all day long. The enemy troops press in. So many are proud to fight against me. How they long to conquer me. But when I am afraid, I will put my confidence in thee. Yes, I will trust the promises of Yahweh. And since I am trusting him, what can mere man do to me? They are always twisting what I say. All their thoughts are how to harm me. They meet together to perfect their plans. They hide beside the trail, listening for my steps, waiting to murder me. They expect to get away with it. Don't let them, Yahweh, in anger, cast them to the ground. Of course, when David mentions the word enemy there, he's not just talking about an opponent. You know, people we run into and they brush us the wrong way, or vice versa, or we lock horns with. That's not an enemy. That's just an opponent. And maybe somebody that someday we'll get along with very well and be real, real close friends. Verse 8, you have seen me tossing and turning through the night. You have collected all my tears and preserved them in your bottle. You have recorded every one in your book. The very day I call for help, the tide of battle turns, my enemies flee. This one thing I know, Yahweh is for me. I am trusting Yahweh. Oh, praise his promises. I am not afraid of anything mere man can do to me. Yes, praise his promises. I will certainly do what I have promised, Yahweh, and I thank thee for thy help. For you have saved me from death and my feet from slipping, so that I can walk before Yahweh in the land of the living. That was Psalm 56. And now we'll just step over here to Psalm 57. O Yahweh, have pity, for I am trusting thee. I will hide beneath the shadow of thy wings until the storm is past. I will cry to the mighty one of heaven, who does such wonders for me. He will send down help from heaven to save me because of his love and his faithfulness. He will rescue me from those liars who are so intent upon destroying me. I am surrounded by fierce lions, hotheads whose teeth are sharp as spears and arrows. Their tongues are like swords. Yahweh, be exalted above the highest heavens. Show your esteem and splendor high above the earth. My enemies have set a trap for me. Frantic fear grips me. They have dug a pitfall in my path, but look, they themselves have fallen into it. I'll have a comment about our enemies here in a moment. From Matthew 5, okay, verse 7. O Yahweh, my heart is quiet and confident. No wonder I can sing thy praises. Rouse yourself, my soul. Arise, O harp and lyre. Let us greet the dawn with song. I will thank thee publicly throughout the land. I will sing thy praises among the nations. Thy kindness and love are as vast as the heavens. Thy faithfulness is higher than the skies. Yes, be exalted, O Yahweh, above the heavens. May thy esteem and splendor shine throughout the earth. A song of praise there in Psalm 57. As we took a break in your day, and I'd like to read this about the comment here about the enemies in Matthew chapter 5, 5:43. The Messiah has said, you have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. That was found in Psalm 139. But I say unto you, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So we're supposed to do good, whatever, you know, that would be according to Scripture, not just something we would think. And do good to them that hate you, and pray for them, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So the unjust get the blessings too of the rain coming down. That was from Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, centering around about verse 45 there. Well, we wish you a wonderful day. May each day be full of the blessings of Yahweh the Eternal. This is A Thought for Today. I'm Stephen. You can find me on YahwehYahweh.name. We'll give praises to Yahweh, and may he come quickly. As the phrase says, Maranatha.